CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I have Melanie Cutting with me today. And it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie.
Did you miss me?
Yes, we did. Melanie wasn't here last week. Well, actually, we weren't here.
You guys weren't here.
That's right.
I was actually here.
So what's new in the land of movies?
Yeah, so in the movies, there are, of course, many movies playing at La Maison de Cinéma. There's, let's see, 15. There's about 16. I think at any given moment, they have as many as 16 movies playing. Yeah, which is quite...
That's quite the choice.
Yeah. Remarkable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a bit like one of the monster cinemas in Montreal, which cost a lot more. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they're inconvenient. So what's playing currently is... big surprise, The Lion King is showing in both languages, and there are many showings in both languages, so it's not a problem of not being able to make one of the showings. You can easily make one of them. They're essentially all day long. I did not see The Lion King.
Not yet.
Maybe yet. In fact, I kind of didn't see anything in the past little while. But I did go into Montreal to see Cirque du Soleil, which was very exciting and terrific, but now it's gone. So anyway, no movie for me this week, but I did read up on The Lion King. And it is, needless to say, a remake of the cartoon from... Oh, quite a few years ago, The Lion King.
Yeah, that was quite a few years. I guess in the 90s, early 90s?
Oh, probably, yeah.
Okay.
And this seems to be a trend with the Disney Corporation. They take older movies like Aladdin, and they kind of beef them up and do a little something different. In this case, the original movie was a feature-length cartoon, The Lion King. And this is another... technology altogether. It's not a cartoon, but it's not live action either. And the name of the technique escapes me, but apparently it's realistic, but it's still a cartoon. In any event, the movie itself is doing well with audiences and very poorly with critics.
Oh, all right.
Who knew? Yeah, the critics are giving it something like 52%, and Aladdin, as you may recall from a few weeks ago, which was another Disney remake, got 56% from the critics. But the audiences think, well, you know, we're okay with this. Yes, it is essentially, it's exactly what it was back when it was a cartoon. There's no super duper changes except, as I mentioned, that the animation is kind of not true animation. I forget what it's called. But audiences are enjoying it. You know, 89% approval rating.
Oh, that's good.
As compared to the critics at 52%. So, you know, it is what it is. If you read some of the critics' critical reviews, they're really just saying ho-hum. You know, been there, done that. This is not something that you haven't basically seen before. And not only was it a cartoon, like, you know, hugely popular feature-length cartoon, but it went on to Broadway, where it was a monster hit on Broadway with real people wearing outfits. So it's kind of like, oh my gosh, this story has been around for a long time. But I think I mentioned last time I was here that, in fact, I had not seen it. And I hadn't seen either the Broadway show or the original cartoon. Simply, and here's the reason why, full disclosure, I didn't want to see the dad Lion King get killed.
Well, I can understand
that's
that.
What happens.
Tear jerker.
And of course, you know, Disney always has something like this in all of his mm-hmm. movies, except for the Pixar movies, which are just a cut above. So, but I will bite the bullet and go see this one.
Okay.
And see if I agree with either the critics that it's all sort of old hat, been done before, mm-hmm. Really nothing special, or the audiences, which are still appreciating, you know, what the Disney Corporation can do mm-hmm. with animal stories and other things. Mm-hmm. And apparently there are more of these remakes due out.
Oh.
So they, obviously the fact that the audiences are going to the theater to see them mm-hmm. is that inspires them to do more. And the fact that the critics aren't so thrilled doesn't seem to matter mm-hmm. for obvious reasons.
Okay.
You can take those audiences to the bank, but you can't do much with the critics. They say, you don't like it. Tough. So that's in terms of what's playing locally. That is playing locally, mm-hmm. and it likely will be around. This is, I think this is the second week, so it'll be around probably for a while longer. Mm-hmm. The other movie, which is playing in English, and there actually is only one other movie. Mm-hmm. All the others are only in French, but there is one which will probably not be there very long, called Marianne and Leonard, Words of Love. And that's the story of Leonard Cohen.
Okay.
And his kind of on-again, off-again girlfriend mm-hmm. named Marianne. Hmm. And, of course, there's a famous Leonard Cohen song.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And it's a movie which has won award after award after award. It's just apparently a very beautiful film. Mm. And I am a Leonard Cohen fan, so I would probably especially like it. For example, here it says, a remarkable film, which of course doesn't tell you much, but at least one critic basically says this is a remarkable film, a moving portrait of love, as much poetry as documentary. So now that I'm ready to go see movies again, mm-hmm. I will catch this one as soon as I can. And again, probably Lion King. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, a caution on the Maison de Cinema website. Somebody has fallen asleep at the wheel again, and it doesn't say that this is an English movie with French subtitles.
Okay.
Doesn't say that. Mm-hmm. It just says FR French. And if you don't open in that little menu, mm-hmm. Then you won't know that in fact it's in English. Mm-hmm. So pay no attention to where it says FR and nothing else, because it's in English with French subtitles. Mm-hmm. And I may have to, when I go to see the movie or the other movie, I may have to go and talk with the manager again, because this shouldn't be happening. Okay, so that's the information about what's there now. Coming films. There is one. One movie coming. July 26th. And it's called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Let me rephrase that. One movie coming in English. Mm-hmm. And Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is a Quentin Tarantino movie. And surprisingly, although he's been making movies for a long, long time, this is actually only Quentin Tarantino's ninth movie.
Oh.
And I'm sure many of the listeners have their favorite Quentin Tarantino movies. I think mine mm-hmm. was Pulp Fiction. Mm-hmm. But there have been a bunch of... They're always unusual, and they're almost always ultra-violent.
Okay.
But he has a very interesting take on life, mm-hmm. and anything that Tarantino makes gets lots of critical buzz. Mm-hmm. And this one, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, not only has the Tarantino name associated with it, but it has... Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio in lead roles. And that's a pairing that's kind of hard to beat. Mm-hmm. Leonardo DiCaprio plays a movie star, and Brad Pitt is his stunt guy, mm-hmm. and they're friends. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to believe, but Leonardo DiCaprio was considered to be in this movie on his way out, on his way down the ladder of success. I don't know enough about it to give it away, except to say that the Manson murders are involved.
Oh.
Because the stuntman, Brad Pitt, who mm-hmm. lives next door to Sharon Tate.
Oh.
Who was mm-hmm. high profile. She was an up-and-coming young actress and mm-hmm. Was pregnant and was murdered by Manson's followers mm-hmm. one evening. So the Manson family is involved in this, and it's a very long movie. Mm-hmm. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes,
which is okay.
Way longer than most movies mm-hmm. tend to be. And I don't think there's an intermission. So be prepared for a long movie, but probably a really good one, mm-hmm. Given the fact that Tarantino does tend to make sort of thinking man's movie. Mm-hmm. And it's got these, you know, two mega stars. And, well, three, actually. Margot Robbie mm-hmm. plays Sharon Tate.
Okay.
So, I haven't seen it yet. I am pretty sure I'll be able to recommend it when I do. And I can quick give you an overview real fast about what the critics thought and the audiences. Actually, there is no audience score yet because it hasn't actually opened. Mm-hmm. But the critics think it's great. 91% approval.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So they're pretty happy with this movie. And I have a feeling the audiences are going to like it
probably,
as well.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. So that's starting on the 26th mm-hmm. of July. And it's the only new English language movie. The week after, there's mm-hmm. a couple.
Okay.
But this week, mm-hmm. just this one.
Okay.
So go see it.
Mm. Okay.
And I probably don't have to persuade anyone to go see the Lion King. Anybody with mm-hmm. with kids.
Probably,
get
yeah.
there. Okay. So I will be here next week.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Hopefully.
Hopefully. And anyway, I think I'm tapped for 2 more weeks. Mm-hmm. And then the folks who run the show go mm-hmm. on holiday. So,
okay.
So I won't be here. Okay. So until next week.
Okay. Thanks, Melanie.
You're welcome.